Salt Lake City's already surpassed 30% voter turnout for this year's August 11th primary election, which includes a hotly contested mayor's race and one city council race. The deadline to postmark mail-in ballots is Monday. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Primaries are known to draw smaller crowds. During the 2011 municipal primaries, fewer than 13% of registered voters in Salt Lake County participated. But this year, Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says it's already climbed to 22% countywide, and it's not even election day. That's due mostly, she says, to the new vote-by-mail system most cities in the county have established. Salt Lake City Recorder Cindy Mansell says there is an expectation that Salt Lake City will reach 40%. The last primary election in Salt Lake City drew only 20% of registered voters.
I mean, if you look at the numbers, we have over 1,000 ballots coming in each day last week. So I think we're going to get there.
Mansell says the election has gone smoothly and suspects the election night tally will be much easier than it has been in the past, although she says it will take up to 2 weeks to get the final results.
The county has indicated that right at 8 p.m., so when the polls close, that they'll be able to release the results from all the vote-by-mail ballots, all of the ballots that have been turned in, and then they'll add the vote center ballots that have come in during the day from the actual voting locations.
Traditional neighborhood polling locations are not open this year. Voters who miss the August 10th postmark deadline can go to a number of vote centers with electronic voting machines. If you haven't registered to vote, you can do that on election day by way of a provisional ballot. There are four vote center locations in Salt Lake City, including the Rivers Bend Northwest Senior Center, Trolley Square, Sorensen Multicultural Center, and First Congregational Church. Whitney Evans, KUER News.